Thanks for listening to Jack FM, even though it's part of your 12-step program. WPFP, translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. United now joining Alaska Airlines and saying they have found loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after a fuselage section blew out during Alaska Airlines flight last Friday. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance wondering about quality control.
Once we know exactly what's happened here and how this door was lost, then the question is exactly what part of the inspection process failed at and at what stage, whether it was the folks who made the fuselages and shipped them to Seattle, whether it was in Seattle or whether whether it was something to do with Alaska Airlines maintenance.
The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away. They are getting snow in Iowa today, part of a big winter storm that stretches across most of the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in court today in Washington, D.C., trying to argue that Trump should enjoy absolute immunity for his actions as president and that double jeopardy applies since he was acquitted by the Senate during impeachment. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team arguing against those claims. This is ABC News. More talks in Israel today for U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken trying to figure out what will happen in Gaza after the war with Hamas is over. The latest mission to the moon in serious trouble. First, the company behind the first private moon lander said it failed to rotate toward the sun properly. Now it said it suffered a critical loss of fuel. South Korea saying no to dog meat.
The vote in the South Korean parliament, unanimous. 208 in favor of the ban, zero against. The legislation makes slaughtering, breeding, and the sale of dog meat for human consumption illegal from 2027, and punishable by 2 to 3 years in prison. Recent surveys showed more than half of South Koreans wanted dog meat banned, and a majority no longer eat it. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And it's the end of an era for Tiger Woods. He now says his sponsorship deal with Nike has come to an end. He's been with Nike since turning pro in 1996. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon in northern Wisconsin yesterday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. January is National Blood Donor Month, and that's no coincidence.
January was chosen because it's typically a challenging time of the year for us to collect life-saving blood.
Diane Wright of the American Red Cross says a blood transfusion is performed every 2 seconds in the United States. About 3% of Americans donate blood each year. Each donation helps two or more people in need. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Bucks are in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are near the top of the Eastern Conference, but last night they suffered their second loss in a row at home. The Utah Jazz with a 132-116 win. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, sometimes as a coach you can come in and, you know, you can go bonkers, but I also believe you got to, you know, show them the areas that we got to improve on. At halftime, I showed probably more clips than I usually show, areas where we can, you know, respond.
The Bucks host the Celtics Thursday. They're 3.5 games behind Boston for the top spot in the conference. NFL, it's the Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card playoffs Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur.
We obviously know we have a great challenge in front of us going down to Dallas against a team that they're 8-0 at home this year. They seem to be playing their best ball at home.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace.
Playing what we want.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other.
Music streams are okay, but Jag FM likes a revenue stream too.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping a trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Jag FM picked up this bunch of songs in a row on Facebook Marketplace.
Life you've made.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Is this your Jack FM? Cause it just bit us. What?
1031. Jack FM. Playing what we want.
Lost under the surface. Jack, you're going to have to put in a lot more effort if you want this to work out.
Free until the end of this sentence.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 31. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 23. Slight chance for snow. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 27. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-20s Thursday with a slight chance of snow. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the upper teens. Snow continues. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
All you really want me to do is say something stupid so you can put it on the air.
Jack in Spanish is pronounced.
103.1 Jack FM.
Is pronounced Yak.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky-dokies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
After some quiet reflection, Jack FM is still playing what we want.
Very soon.
Tell us what really happened in Vegas. 866-930-JACK.
What's going on with your station?